Well, howdy everyone. It's good to be with you again. I want to talk to you about something today that from some scriptures that I've really been pondering and contemplating and meditating on really for a number of years, but really in very intense way, in a good intense way, and recently. And it's from the Upper Room Discourse in Jesus' conversation with his disciples. And towards the end of that discourse, of course, Jesus didn't speak in chapters. And when the scriptures were originally written, there were no chapters. We did that to create some organization. But late in the conversation, which wasn't that long of a conversation in John 13 through 17, in chapter 16, Jesus is still speaking to them about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Now, remember the context of what's happening in this Upper Room Discourse. Jesus has washed their feet. They've celebrated the Last Supper and the first Eucharist and Eucharistic meal. And Jesus has told them in the account in the Gospel of John towards the end of chapter 13 that he was going to leave them and he was going to go to the Father. Well, of course, they didn't really understand what that meant. It just made their hearts sad. And so Jesus speaks to them a couple of times about their heart not being troubled, actually three different times during this Upper Room Discourse. And then he begins to talk to them about the Holy Spirit. And he tells them in chapter 16, it's to your advantage that I go away. Because if I don't go away, then the Helper won't come. Now the Helper is referred to initially in chapter 14 and throughout in chapter 15 and chapter 16 and throughout the whole Upper Room Discourse. And the role of the Holy Spirit in terms of our relationship with Jesus, the role of the Holy Spirit is to make Jesus and his presence and his voice real in us, to us. Because we've been grafted into the life of Christ and we're in union with him. It's the Holy Spirit that awakens that, that makes that alive, that guides us into all things Jesus, that brings us into the revelation of, the experience of that life that's ours in Christ. So he's referred to as the Spirit of Truth several times, Helper and Spirit of Truth. Helper, because his role is to guide us into all things Jesus and to teach us how to abide in Christ. And so when he gets to chapter 16, he says this statement to them in verse 12. Amazing statement. I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. That idea, the word there, may carry the idea like you can't endure them. But that's not what the word means. This word bear would better be translated to carry or even to steward. So Jesus says, I have many more things to say to you. That's promising. That's good. He said, but you can't steward them now. Then the very next thing he says, verse 13, but when the Spirit of Truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. Now see what he's saying? He's saying there's some things, as wonderful as it was to be one of the apostles and to be with Jesus physically, to watch him do the things that he did, to participate in his ministry. That was amazing. But Jesus is saying to them, it's going to get better. If I go away physically and I go to the Father, that on the day of Pentecost, I'm going to come back to live in you by the power of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit's going to make that real in you. The Holy Spirit's going to be in you, and because the Holy Spirit's going to be in you, he's going to make me real in you and to you. And so Jesus is saying to them, as good as it's been for you to be with me, and I've said a lot of things to you, it's going to be better. Because I won't just be with you anymore, I'm actually going to be in you. And you're going to become the body of mine. You're going to become the body of Christ. You've watched me live out through my physical body, but now you're going to become my body. And I'm going to live through you. How exciting that is. And so as wonderful as it's been for me to speak things to you, to teach you things, you're going to have a helper. The Holy Spirit's going to come live in you. Because Jesus said he was the way, the truth, and the life. And so the Holy Spirit, who's the Spirit of Truth, Jesus said, he's the truth. He's the Spirit of truth. He's going to come live in you, and he's going to guide you into all the truth. He's going to guide you into all things Jesus. Now, again, Jesus is living in you. It's not just about him teaching us theology or teaching us information about Jesus. The Holy Spirit, of course, does that. But he's talking about teaching us how to steward and navigate this life of Christ in us. And he goes on, he says, but when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will disclose, and this is the better grammar, he will disclose in you what is happening in the moment, moment by moment. Now, the Holy Spirit in this particular role, now the Holy Spirit is God. He plays many roles, but in this particular role, he doesn't even speak on his own initiative. His role is to make, guide us into all things Jesus, into all things Jesus and my union with Jesus. You know, it says in Romans chapter 8 that you and I are co-heirs with Christ. That's a remarkable, remarkable statement. Now, I've quoted often Ephesians 1:3. It'd be impossible to be a teacher of the Bible and not quote that verse a lot because it's just so full, that you have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. And in 2 Peter, he says that you have all things that pertain to life and godliness. And so Christ is living in you. You are co-heir. Everything that belongs to him belongs to you. Everything that belongs to him, all that he is and all that he has is yours. And the Holy Spirit's role in that relationship, in our union with Christ, is to guide us into all things Jesus, to make his voice and his presence in us real and alive and manifest. So he said he will guide you into all truth, and we'll probably talk about this over the next couple of days. We don't have time to do all this now. He won't speak on his own initiative, but he will disclose in you what is happening. He shall glorify me, and he will take what's mine and disclose it in you. When it says in verse 13, he will disclose in you what is to come, that word, the way that's written, would be better translated, he's going to disclose to you, in you, what is happening. In other words, what is Jesus doing? What is the truth about Christ in you per every situation, circumstance, and relationship that you're in? You with me? I've used examples like this many times, but I'll give an example. One time I was talking to the Lord about a relationship that I had years and years ago that was someone who were just difficult to have a relationship with. And I realized the Holy Spirit was guiding me into all truth, because there are things he can speak to me, in you. He couldn't even speak to the apostles before the resurrection, before the cross and the resurrection. Now, because we can only steward. Jesus said, you can't steward these things, but once the Holy Spirit lives in you, then you're going to be able to steward my life. He's going to teach you how. And I can say all kinds of things. He's going to lead you, guide you into all truth. And so I was talking to the Lord about this situation, and the Holy Spirit began to speak the voice of Christ in me. And this is what Jesus said. Jesus said, I love that person. And I love them too much. My goodness will not allow me to hold them at arm's length. And I knew that what he was saying to me wasn't just letting me know this is the truth about him. This is the truth about him in me. I'm a co-heir with Christ. I've been joined to him. This is what's true about him in me. And he was inviting me with the opportunity to repent. The word repent, remember, means just to change the way you think, to think different, to change, to think with, literally is the word, to think with. He's inviting me to stop thinking the way I was thinking and to be transformed by the renewing of my mind, to think now, to surrender to the way he thinks so that I can feel how he feels and I can see things how he sees them, and therefore I can participate and join him in the way he wants to behave through me. So in that moment, I was able to repent and think with him, because he was speaking the truth. And if he's the truth, and if that's the truth about him and me, and the truth about him and me towards this person, any other way of trying to approach that is a lie, is a deception, is darkness. Okay? And so the Holy Spirit, moment by moment, day by day, is constantly speaking in us the voice of Christ and guiding us into all things that's truth about Jesus. You find yourself in a situation and it seems to be out of control. You find yourself becoming very introspective, about your moment, your situation, how you feel, what's going on, and you find yourself becoming anxious and discouraged. We need to understand Jesus doesn't do discouragement. He doesn't do anxiety. And so if you'll just listen, the Holy Spirit will guide you into the truth about Jesus in you. And you can hear Jesus say to you, or if he were speaking to me, he would say, Chuck, I'm not afraid here. Chuck, I'm not worried. I don't worry. I'm not anxious about this. I have peace about this. And in doing that, he's inviting me to now surrender to him in childlike faith, and now walk out my union with him, because that's the truth, and the truth will set you free. And therefore, I just now surrender the fact that he's my life. I'm a co-heir with Christ. I'm a co-heir. I now possess his freedom from anxiety, his freedom from fear, his freedom from worry, his freedom from discouragement. He doesn't do those things. And so I'm a co-heir of all that he is, right? And so once I surrender in that moment, I say, oh, yes, Lord, you're inviting me to join you and participate in the fact that you're not afraid, that you're not discouraged, and you're not anxious. You believe. I live by the faith of the Son of God. You believe. Now, what does he believe? He believes in the goodness of God, and that the goodness of God is going to be worked out and manifested. Or he believes that there's going to be healing, or he believes there's whatever. But what is the truth about Jesus in that moment? And the Holy Spirit's there guiding me into all that all the time. Now, here's the cool stuff, and we'll pick this up tomorrow. It says that he, the Spirit of Truth, will guide me into all truth. All the truth about Jesus. Think about it. The life that you see Jesus live in Scriptures, that's the life that you've been joined to. That's the life that we get to participate in the absolute supernatural wonder of it all. That's what we can experience. And the Holy Spirit's role in you today is to guide you into all things that are true about Jesus, guide you into all things Jesus, so that you can begin to experience literally the life that he lives and the manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, and the gifts of the Spirit coming forth through you in compassionate love towards others and signs and wonders. We shouldn't settle for anything less than that. That's the burden on my heart right now in my life and the lives of those I've given stewardship over, that I will not settle for anything less than experiencing all the truth. Because the Holy Spirit says, he will guide me into all truth. And Jesus said to them, I have many more things I want to say to you, but you can't steward them now. After the cross, he can speak in them by the Spirit all the things he wanted to say. Teach them. He's doing the same thing in us. Holy Spirit's teaching us how to abide in Christ, how to experience Jesus himself living his life through us in absolute fullness. That's amazing to me. Okay, well, we'll pick this up tomorrow, because my favorite verse in all this is verse 15, and I didn't get to read that. We'll read it tomorrow. Well, God bless you. I pray as you experience the wonderful rest and freedom and wonder of Christ living his life through you instead of the strain of you trying your best to do life in light of your circumstances. Don't continue to do the best you can with God's help. He would much rather you abide in him and rest in the best he can. That's the supernatural life that Jesus died and rose again that you might experience. Okay? God bless.